San Francisco hosts Major League Baseball's All-Star Game tonight, and all eyes will be on Giants slugger Barry Bonds. He's just 4 home runs short of tying Hank Aaron's all-time record. Of course, there are allegations that Bonds has used steroids, but that doesn't seem to bother his fans. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
In every baseball town in America, there's probably a bar called the Double Play. The one in San Francisco sits at the corner of 16th and Bryant, not far from the site of an old minor league ballpark called Seal Stadium. Today, the park is long gone, replaced by a shopping mall. But inside the Double Play, there are still a lot of memories among the folks who revere America's pastime.
And I talk to people in still. To this day, they come in and they tell me how their father used to take them across the street to the bar and they can't believe the place is still here and yada, yada, yada.
Bartender Ronnie Silvestri points at graying pictures of ball players long before anyone uttered the words Balco drug scandal. His brother, Bob Silvestri, says he understands why many people suspect that Barry Bonds is a cheater and user of steroids. But Silvestri says his only concern is what Bonds has done on the field.
You know, steroids, it probably helped him a little bit. It doesn't make you hit the ball. His hand-eye coordination may be the best the game's ever seen. They would take a tremendous leap of faith at this point to think he didn't do anything, but hey, life's too short, and he's entertaining as hell, and he's a great ball player.
Still, Ronnie Silvestri says many of his customers are conflicted when it comes to Bonds.
That little cloud of steroids is still hanging over him. I mean, there's no doubt that the guy's a great player. People respect him as a player because, I mean, there's no denying his talent. But as far as him being a personable guy, a likable guy, I think he'd probably overall get a thumbs down on that one.
Sports columnist Glenn Dickey says he hears the same thing all over town because Bonds has never seemed concerned with cultivating his public image. The national media can say anything it wants about him.
But they love Bonds, you know, at the park. And you can tell it, of course, the reaction of the fans when he comes up. Or if he's walked, they boo the pitcher. Plus the fact that after he has what appears to be his last at-bat, you can just see the exodus from the seats, you know, that about half the ballpark walks out. Obviously, an awful lot of them come just to see Bonds.
Out at AT&T Park, that's hardly an exaggeration. Season ticket holder Tom Bennett says Bonds is the San Francisco Giants, warts and all.
I think the news media has chastised Bonds because sometimes he hasn't been the nicest person towards them, but I think everybody loves Bonds. There's just a few people who are loud enough to think that a lot of people don't like him, and I think that's not true.
Nearby, Joe Lodisi, a high school senior visiting from Baltimore, talks like he's a local.
Bonds is one of the greatest hitters in baseball. I love the way that he brings his hips to the zone and clears his hands really quick, and I'm just hoping see one go out here soon.
And that's all the fans should care about, says Bonds' friend and former mayor, Willie Brown.
The expectations is a home run every time he's at bat. I'm profoundly disappointed when he doesn't deliver. But beyond that, I couldn't care less whether or not he ever becomes the poster boy for the Sunday school class to which I sent my children.
Brown is like many in this notoriously tolerant city who refuse to try to categorize Bonds as either a saint or a sinner. In their minds, he's just a great ballplayer who's human like the rest of us. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.